This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
If you are among the thousands of people trying to find a place to rent, you know how hard it is to find something affordable. HIP Housing is a nonprofit affordable housing organization in San Mateo County that helps with home sharing opportunities. Laura Fanucci is Director of Programs.
So what exactly is HIP Housing?
Well, HIP Housing is a nonprofit affordable housing organization. We're based in San Mateo, and we cover all of San Mateo County. And we have three housing programs. We have our home sharing program, which matches persons who have housing with people looking for a place to live. We also have a self-sufficiency program for families with children, so we help to support their housing costs while the parents are in school or doing job training. And we also own and manage properties throughout San Mateo County. We have about 14 rental properties, and we also manage properties for several cities in the county as well.
Well, I'm sure that those houses are in great demand, the ones that you own, that you offer to people. There must be a waiting list a mile long.
There are waiting lists for the properties, and some of the properties are considered project-based Section 8 properties, so the subsidy for the units is supported by the San Mateo County Housing Authority. So they actually manage the waiting lists for some of those units, and those waiting lists have unfortunately been closed for several years, as have ours. It's a challenge, but we're always looking very forward-thinking and hoping to acquire more properties and more opportunities for people to have housing in the county.
Now, as you say, there are different categories of people, families, mm-hmm. Sometimes just individuals. I know that you send us here at the radio station every month a listing of housing that is available, rooms actually, for single people that want to rent a room at a house. What kind of numbers are we looking at for people that are in that category, that are searching for those type of quarters?
Right. So our home sharing program is our largest program at HIP Housing. We serve the greatest number of people, and we interview close to 2,000 people a year for that program, whether they're providing housing and have a room for rent or they're seeking a place to live. But unfortunately, right now, our ratio of seekers to providers, we have about 10 people seeking to every person offering a room for rent in the county. So we focus a lot of our outreach attention on trying to recruit more people that have a room for rent in their home and are looking for ways to have a little extra income and a little extra support from somebody who can move in and provide that. We actually have some funding from the county, special funding, because the county recognizes that home sharing is a really unique and creative way to provide affordable housing here in the county. That if a home provider matches with somebody from our program and that client stays a minimum of 90 days, we have $250 to provide to them as a thank you incentive. So now is a good time for people, if they're thinking about renting a room in their house, to contact HIP Housing for more information and to learn about our screening methods and our interview process and how our program works.
A couple of quick questions. Number one, people that get matched up with a room, somebody's house, on average, how long do they stay?
So on average, a little over 3 years. I mean, we have some clients, to be honest with you, that have been matched for over 20 years. And so it's a
Talk about bonding.
I know. It's they've become family, really, because they've really supported each other in a variety of ways, financially and just compatibility-wise and companionship. So they're two seniors. And so it's been a really wonderful match that we have going on in Millbrae right now.
What are we looking at when it comes to people that are offering a room in their house, mm-hmm. is it usually a single person versus a family, mm-hmm. maybe like an older male or female, mm-hmm. maybe that just has an extra room mm-hmm. versus a family? Would that be safe to say?
It's actually a variety. And for example, here on the coast right now, we have two home providers that are looking for a housemate. One is a female senior. So usually about 60% of our home providers are seniors. They have maybe owned their home, you know, free and clear, or have a low mortgage balance, but still need extra financial support, or maybe a little assistance in the home, like help with cooking or cleaning. And so that's one home provider right now that we have on the coast who's looking for somebody. And then on the flip side, we have a small family that's here on the coast, a husband and wife, and they have two wonderful children. I was able to visit them at their home, and they have a beautiful home, and they have a wonderful room for rent. It's a big room with its own bathroom, and it has built-in closets, and it's just a gorgeous place and really nice family. So it's really a variety of clients that have housing that they want to share.
If people could actually see this interview in progress,
yes.
they would see the fact that as I ask you these questions, mm-hmm. there's a real passion in your responses, and you love what you do, don't you?
It's amazing. I mean, I'm really blessed to work for HIP Housing. I've been with the agency for over 20 years, and we've really just grown exponentially in terms of, you know, our housing programs and especially our properties, you know, acquiring properties to make affordable housing opportunities more available, especially for larger families. I mean, in our home sharing program, you ask sort of the profile of our seekers. It's usually a single person or a couple or maybe a single parent with a child. In our self-sufficiency program, because families are able to go out and find their own housing, the size of the family isn't really an issue. But we do get calls from people that may not meet either the criteria for either program, and they need a housing, their own apartment. And so that's, you know, that's a way for us to make that happen through our properties.
Let's talk a minute about the financial incentive mm-hmm. that you mentioned earlier, $250.
Yes.
Walk us through the mechanics of how that works.
Sure. So when a person has a room for rent in their home, we encourage them to contact HIP Housing. We will schedule a time to meet with them, whether that's in one of our four offices in the county, or we can always do a home visit, especially out here on the coast. We want to make the program accessible. So we go through an interview and an application process with the provider, the home provider, and talk to them about what kind of rent they're asking for, what kind of help that they might need in the home. And then they're working with one of our staff to hear about potential housemates for them to contact and interview, and we provide a whole resource packet on how to do that and what questions to ask. When they decide they want to match with somebody, we help to fill out a written living together agreement and provide follow-up support after the client moves in with each other. And then 90 days after that match is still ongoing, we check in with the home provider, usually for our first or second check-in with them to say, is the client still there? And if they are, we have funding to give them $250. And the response has been really terrific. I mean, we have some home providers are saying, you know, thank you so much. I mean, this really helps me to pay our utility costs. I'm going to share it with my housemate. We're going to use it in a positive way. And it's been a really wonderful opportunity for us from funding that we got from the county.
For the whole program. Seems like a classic win-win situation for the right people to come together in these things.
Yes.
Now, for those people who want to know more about this, there's a couple of events coming up that we should also mention to our listeners.
Yes.
One is coming up at the Rotary Club mm-hmm. on what date?
That is on February 4th. And then on February 9th, we will be at the Senior Coastsiders doing a presentation there.
Do you have a website? If a person wanted to know more about HIP Housing, where would they go? Who would they call? How does it work?
So if people would like to find out more about HIP Housing, they can visit our website at simply hiphousing.org. And on our homepage, we have a tab about our housing programs, which will include information about all of our programs. And there's actually an inquiry form on there, so people can fill out an inquiry form, and that goes into our email basket. I respond to all of them within a day, and so you'll get definitely a response from me about how our program works. Our phone number is 348-6660.
Easy to remember.
Yes, very easy. And our main office is in San Mateo, but we do see clients in Redwood City, South San Francisco, and Daly City. And as I mentioned, for clients on the coast, if they're not able to come over the hill, we will comment to them.
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
HIP Housing, our feature story of the week.
If you would like to learn more about HIP housing, a representative will be the guest speaker at the Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay on February the 4th. The public is invited. And on February 9th, there will be another presentation at Senior Co-Siders, 925 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. The time for that talk is 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. This is Jim Henderson with a thank you for sharing your time with those of us that help produce Radio Magazine. And now, get ready for another adventure in listening as we take our seats in the KHNB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Destination, 1951. Next on your hometown station, AM and FM, KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Where can you take that special friend? To go have a great cup of coffee, sit, relax, and just spend time. Granola's Coffee House at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors. Enjoy fresh coffee, tea, or a great hot chocolate. They also offer vegan and gluten-free goodies, plus free Wi-Fi. But make sure to try their freshly made granola. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays and Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Bring that special friend today and spend some time at Granola's Coffee House, 116 North Cabrillo Highway in Half Moon Bay, next to BK Motors. And don't be surprised if you make more new friends while you're there.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
How are you coming with your New Year's resolutions? This is Ed Daniels of the law firm Corey Luzage, DiGataldi, Nastari & Riddle. For many people, doing something about their estate planning is one of those things that has been on their to-do list for years. Folks offer a variety of excuses for not doing or updating their estate plans. Some say they are too busy, some are concerned about the expense, others don't want to think about their own mortality. Unfortunately, I can tell you with a high degree of confidence that none of us will live forever, and the consequences of not having an estate plan can be very expensive for one's family. Having a professionally prepared estate plan is a sound investment, usually does not require a lot of one's time, and can be surprisingly affordable. I invite you to call my office for a no-obligation meeting to discuss your estate planning goals and options. You can reach me at 726-7578.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1951.
It's the winter of 1951. What are things like on the coast side way back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Tornado wrecks home, woman hurt, and three airplanes. As a tornado rips through the Coastside Airport, two people narrowly escaped with their lives this morning at 7:30 a.m. when an unprecedented freak of nature tornado occurred out of nowhere. It struck suddenly at the Half Moon Bay Airport. It also hit the home occupied by the airport manager and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Cy Ingalls. Their home was completely destroyed. And Devil Slide closes. Pounding rain hit the Bay Area last Saturday as an intense storm moved inland from the Pacific. A 200-foot stretch of Highway 1 was covered. Bulldozers were shoveling the earth mass over the edge of the 500-foot cliff into the ocean. There is still no word when Devil Slide will be reopened. And four Coastsiders joined the Marines. Six to leave next week. Four Coastside youth, Mike Kananis, Donald Miguel, Norman Francis, and Wayne Lewis, who recently enlisted in the Marines, left their homes recently and on their way to San Diego, where they will undergo basic training. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Anyone ever watch that show about extreme hoarders? It's actually hard to watch. Accumulated goods result in the worst cases of dirt, bugs, rats, mold, as well as a fire hazard. These people simply cannot part with anything. Some have narrow aisles to get to their other rooms. Others have lost their bed in piles of stuff. Some have all shades of mold growing in the refrigerator simply because they can't bear to throw out old food. To call their homes unsanitary is an understatement. My great-grandmother hovered on this brink, unfortunately. Her sense of cleanliness spared most of the above. She neatly washed and stored old milk cartons. All packaging food trays were kept. Hundreds of egg cartons accumulated. Piles of newspapers lined the walls towards the end of her life. Her place reeked of old cardboard, and you just had to take a deep breath and walk away. My grandma had the good job of clearing out her house, and upon return gathered us together. If you ever catch me hanging on to things that should be tossed, please tell me that flat out. She stayed true to her word. I bring up this hoarding topic because I might be thought of to be a hoarder of sorts by judging by the paraphernalia I have hanging all over Cameron's Pub. I'd like to go on record to say I'm not afraid to throw things out, and each item has a little show place. I am a collector, not a hoarder. There, I feel better. Come check out all the mini collections at Cameron's Inn. The 3,000-plus beer cans is just the first one to look at. But just don't say the word hoarder, okay? We do hope you'll come down soon and visit us at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1951. World War II is 6 years in the rearview mirror, or history. And with good economy, unemployment dips to 3.3%. And new roads and interstate highways are being built to take the ever-increasing number of cars. The average family income is $3,700 per year. And people have money to spend, so cars are becoming more luxurious and have more powerful engines, along with options for two-tone paint and things like turn signals. Although most drivers still use their hand signals to tell other drivers which way they are turning. The 22nd Amendment is ratified, limiting presidential terms to 2 years or 8 years. A new house will cost you $9,000, and a loaf of bread, 16 cents. Bacon, 52 cents a pound, and a dozen eggs, 24 cents. Getting to the store by your car will cost you 19 cents for a gallon of gas. In technology, an oral contraceptive is invented. Direct dial coast-to-coast telephone service begins, and the first color television pictures are broadcast from the Empire State Building. Popular films include The African Queen, The Day the Earth Stood Still. In popular music, this artist was born Clara Fowler and signed with Mercury Records in 1947, becoming their first successful artist. She is topping the charts this year, known professionally as Patti Page. Here's her number one hit, Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night that beautiful Tennessee Waltz. I remember the night just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
New artist, old record. This Italian-American singer is introduced to pop music via a record popular in the 1940s. He brings it back and takes it to number one. Here's Tony Bennett, and Because of You.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say are mine forever and never. Like this, because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
And from your hometown radio station, this is Cameron Palmer, thanking you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. So long until next week and another year.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
It's tough out there, and you're probably feeling it with every bill you open, every payment you make, and every paycheck you stretch a little bit further than the last one. It means cutting costs, and one of the best places to start is at the office of State Farm agent Heidi Kuiper in Half Moon Bay. Because Heidi is there to walk you through a free discount double check and make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Whether it's being a good driver, having a good student, or combining your car and home policies, Heidi knows how to turn 10% here, 15% there into real savings. Savings that could add up to hundreds of dollars. Now that's cutting back on costs without cutting back on coverage. Sound good? Then give State Farm agent Heidi Kuiper in Half Moon Bay a call today at 726-1108. Because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why Heidi's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I recently read an article by a woman who became temporarily disabled and had to come up with creative ways of taking care of her dog. The article is Dog Care When You're Down by Nanette Morgan. Today will be part one of the article, concluding next week with part two. No one likes to think about having major surgery. The thought of being temporarily disabled is scary enough, but when you factor in caring for your dog or dogs by yourself afterward, the fears multiply. Don't worry. The following tips will help you navigate your recovery with ease while taking care of your canine companions. The tips can easily be applied to caring for other pets as well. The first tip is for walking. Get your dog used to a walker or a wheelchair. I got the walker out and used it around the house a few times during the week before my surgery. It didn't take that much time for my dog to get used to it, though if your dog is very wary or frightened of new things, I would suggest renting or buying a walker at least a couple weeks before it is needed, so that you can desensitize and counter-condition your dog to it. Start acclimating your dog to the walker by positioning it in high-traffic location in your house and placing super yummy treats near it. The next step is to touch it or lean on it while feeding high-value treats to your furry friend. Allow it to creak or rattle in a natural manner, but don't try to purposely frighten your dog with it. As long as your dog seems to accept it, increase your interaction with it until you are actually using the walker to move around the house, dropping tasty treats on the floor behind you while you walk with it. I recommend dropping them behind rather than in front of you. The last thing you need to have happen is for your dog to block your forward access and cause you to trip and fall. This is especially important if you have very small dogs. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of some great values that await your pets at Kibbles and Gifts. For your canine companion, plush toys by Westpaw, made in the USA. For the cat in your life, fresh and new catnip toys by From the Field and Pleasant Hill. More made in the USA products. And also for your feline companion, Stella and Chewy's single-serving, freeze-dried raw food. 6 flavors for your little tiger to choose from. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online, kibblesandgifts.com, or give us a call, 726-3700. Now back to Dog Care When You're Down, written by Nanette Morgan. Grabbing tools may appear to dogs as an alien arm with a weird opposable thumb or a threatening weapon, but they are very useful for picking up tissues, clothes, and other personal items from floors or lightweight cooking items and supplies from shelves. I found one to be super helpful for picking up metal dog bowls from the floor, filling them with food, and then replacing them on the floor in my dog's eating places, especially after I strained my back and could not bend over without spasms overtaking me. It's very important to get used to using one of these tools a few weeks before your surgery, not only to get your furry friends used to it, but also so you can develop the habit of using it. It's so easy to forget your bending restrictions and suddenly lunge over to pick up food bowl from the floor. If your body gets used to using this tool over a couple of weeks, it will be second nature to you by the time you depend on its daily use. When a grabber won't work, use a fireplace poker. While the grabber is a great tool for picking up many things, it doesn't do a great job of lifting anything heavy. I have a 2-quart flat-backed water bucket outside for my dog's additional drinking needs. The grabber can't lift or maneuver anything that heavy. That is when I spied the little hook extension on my fireplace poker. Voila! It worked perfectly to pick up the bucket so I could refill it and put it back down outside. If you don't have a fireplace poker, an umbrella with a J-style handle will work well, as will the handle at the end of a cane. I hope you have enjoyed part one of this very informative article. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm a member of the staff at Half Moon Bay Veterinary Hospital. You love your pet more than people sometimes, so when they get sick, you want the very best for them. Half Moon Bay Veterinary Hospital is just that, a hospital for your pet. From routine checkups, vaccinations, surgeries, emergency care, digital x-ray, and more, we provide that high-quality care to your cat or dog in a friendly, caring, and compassionate way in each and every situation. We are located in our new building at 645 Correa Street, Half Moon Bay. You can reach us by calling 726-9061. That's 726-9061. Or by visiting us online at hmbvet.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, this is Sue Pace, RN, and today's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Well, listeners, it's a new year, and you're thinking about your New Year's resolutions. You think about what would really benefit your health. If you smoke, quitting smoking is the most important thing you can do to prevent health problems, such as cancers and heart disease. But we all know quitting smoking can be tough, so I have some tips to get you started on a plan. As you get ready to quit smoking, think about how tobacco fits into your life and what's going to be hard to give up. For example, perhaps you smoke to cope with stress. So when you look at your habits, you have to think about how you are going to change your habits as well as handling the nicotine withdrawal. Successful quitting takes having a plan, because the more prepared you are, the more likely you'll be successful at quitting smoking. So think about your motivation to quit smoking. You can find new healthy habits to replace the smoking. It's important to make a commitment. Choosing the right time to quit is important. For example, you don't want to quit in the middle of a stressful week. More tips on quitting smoking after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
My name is Susan Alvaro. I live in Half Moon Bay. I've been a Coastsider since 1989. I started seeing Dr. Shepherd shortly after I moved to the coast. I was seeing a dentist in San Francisco for many, many years, and he retired. And I asked friends where they went, and people said, Dr. Shepherd. Oh, they're all wonderful. It's like a family. I go in there and say hi, and it's a small town. And I've known Carol and Ray for a long time. You know, our kids grew up in the same community. It's a great staff. I go in, of course, for regular appointments for dental hygiene with Donna. But when I've had other things, too, I broke a tooth one weekend. Dr. Shepherd and Carol were away, and I got a call back from Brian. And Brian saw me instantly because I had a broken tooth. And I got a call from Dr. Shepherd asking me, Ray Shepherd, asking me if it was okay if he turned me over to Brian because he was away. And I said, absolutely. And so Brian took care of me. So, yeah, I go in there for everything I need.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Here are some ways to prepare yourself to quit smoking and gain some confidence to successfully quit. First of all, list all the reasons you want to quit. Write them down and post them in a conspicuous spot that you'll see every day, like your refrigerator door. Develop your own personal reasons to quit, not just because your family or your doctor wants you to quit. It's important to set a target date for quitting. Perhaps pick a special day such as your birthday or your anniversary. Now, the odds of quitting are greater when you combine medications and other strategies such as stop smoking programs. Some of the products you can use are nicotine replacement products that you can get over the counter. There are nicotine gum products, patches, lozenges, and there are prescription nicotine inhalers that you can get prescribed from your doctor. Another prescription is for bupropion or Zyban tablets. That's a medication that can be used by itself or with the nicotine products. Another prescription pill is called Chantix. That works for a lot of people, and it's supposed to get rid of the cravings to smoke. If you're interested in that, please have a discussion with your doctor. Besides taking medicines, participating in a class, program, or stop smoking coaching can be very helpful. It's been proven to greatly improve the odds of successfully quitting smoking. You may be eligible to receive these tobacco cessation medicines and classes through your health insurance. So if you're interested, check with your health insurance and talk to your doctor. Another very good smoking cessation program is free to California residents. The California Smokers Helpline is a free, phone-based quit smoking program. You call in and you work with a smoking counselor to help you get through this process. The phone number for this program is 1-800-NO-BUTTS. So that is 800-NO-BUTTS. For those of you interested in quitting smoking, I wish you good luck. Thank you for listening, and until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay with another edition of Coastside Carousel, brought to you by our friends at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. You can't miss Cameron's. They're down at the south end of town, right across from the fire station. The bright red London double-decker bus parked out in front and 80 bottles of beer on the wall inside. So for a good time with good friends, good food, and good brews, come on down to Cameron's. Well, this week we have the band Dream Cycle, and in our studio we have Lynn Upthegrove and Jack Foster from that band. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Nice to be here, Mike. It's fun.
So tell me a little bit about your musical journey with Dream Cycle. How did it all come about?
Well, both of us have a common friend, or had a common friend, a guy named Richard Huebner, who's also the current keyboard player for Dream Cycle.
He's and really, really, really good, he told us.
He said, make sure that
to mention.
And each of us had solo albums out, and so he gave me Lynn's solo album and Lynn my solo album, and we said, wow, we should actually try getting together and do something.
That's true. And then we did a rehearsal at his house with Dennis Harper and Casey Smiley, the bass and drummer. Uh-huh. And they've been playing together for, gosh, since the 70s.
Yeah,
they are incredible.
And, you know, as young adults or even, you know, teens,
yeah,
they played in a band called Espresso.
Okay.
And now they call themselves the Espresso Rhythm Section.
Okay.
And they play with guys like Bundy Brown and Brown Shoe. Bundy's a local, mm-hmm, guy. I think he's down the coast.
Yeah, yeah. And it just all gelled in that rehearsal,
yeah,
didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We've had fun ever since. It's been good.
That's how it happens sometimes. Just magic, yeah, happens,
it was
right?
Magical.
It's that we like harmonizing. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot. You know, Dennis and myself and Lynn, you know, sing a lot of three-part stuff.
And the funny thing in our band is that everybody thinks they're the lead singer. It sounds good like that, so we enjoy it.
I play with another band that, Blame It on the Dog, where it's three-part male harmonies, but each voice is very distinctive. Mm. It has its own voice, but together they just
sounds
becomes
great.
Magical.
Well, I love that name, Blame It on the Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do the same thing around our house.
Exactly.
Like Cooper 8 on
the song. As long as you don't kick the dog.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
In terms of your musical journey beyond the band getting set up, what were the big influences in your life as musically? What touched you?
Go ahead, start.
Well, I mean, all of us of our generation love the Beatles, and so that would have to be the major influence for me. You know, I was, you know, 4 years old when they, you know, did their Ed Sullivan thing. But even I was, you know, listening to Beatles albums. They were my older sisters, but still. And so I'd say Beatles number one. And then after that, the guitarists of that era, the later than that, actually. But Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, you know, those would be.
Jack is a phenomenal guitar player. And when he's playing live, it just goes off onto a tangent that I just can't believe sometimes. And I look at you, don't I, on stage, and I go, you did that? You know, he really is. He goes into another world. It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, for me, it was my dad back in West Virginia. He was a psychiatrist, and he would play Bob Dylan, and my mom would play the Beatles, and also, like, Peter, Paul, and Mary acoustic guitar in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And the aunts would sing harmony. And then my grandma was a piano teacher in Sacramento. It was just a family thing. Do you know what I mean? And
we sang in the car going places as a family, too. Yeah, so I think that's...
And so our band is a band of friends. You know, no matter what happens, we are great friends, you know.
That is so nice.
And you can hear that in the music, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could probably also tell what is appealing about Linda is that wonderful speaking voice, too, the British accent, you know, and all of us growing up listening to the British invasion music.
Well, I'm often at Cameron's pub.
Speaking of pubs, British.
That voice could sell ice cubes to Eskimos.
And it translates really well. Sing us something. Yeah. I'll harmonize with you if you sing something.
What song should we do?
Well, how about Come Together? Let's see.
Or Come Together Right Now Over Me.
Oh, nice.
Come on, Flat Top.
Here come off that top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball.
Oh, beautiful. Stunning. Spot on.
Thank you.
Makes me wish I could sing.
Well, you're great.
Everybody can sing. Len's got a music school, and she'll teach you how to sing.
Sign me up. I'm not kidding. I really want to work on my voice because I write some original material myself, and I sing it, but it's like, this is just not right.
We'll get it right.
Think of it's a character voice then.
Yes.
So,
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. The music school is musicupthegrove.com, and we send teachers out to the houses in Half Moon Bay and Hillsborough.
Oh, nice.
And it's really kind of homely again because we're teaching in the living rooms.
So Fantastic. I'll definitely check that out afterwards. Do you have a phone number or a website, something we can send people
to? It's musicupthegrove.com or 650-339-2719. Folk can phone me for a lesson.
Okay.
I'm a sort out teacher. It's all good.
Sounds great. Yeah, people can email us or write us here at the station, too, if you want to get some more information about this.
Lovely.
Happy to provide it to you.
So we're currently scheduling dates at the Half Moon Bay Brewery for the band and the St. James Gate gig. It will happen this year as usual.
Okay.
And then we also often play Moon's Pub, but then...
In San Mateo.
In San Mateo.
And Maltby's in Los Altos.
Yeah, and that's 20th of February, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we have that date.
That'll be fun, yeah.
All right. There'll be people that will probably want to start checking you out, especially after they hear some of the music we're going to play in a minute.
If they find us on the Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
That's fine.
Just search Dream Cycle on Facebook.
And... You can get a look and see where they're playing, what's going on as they update their calendar. And you get on, become a friend with them, and they can push the gigs out to you. I can't stress it enough. I think you're going to love this band once we start playing some of their music.
So I have some funny stories to tell about.
Oh, please. I'd love to hear them.
So one time we were playing one of the gigs, and we wanted to have a disco ball above the stage, but it was on stage. And our bass player is really good at getting the sound right for the PA, Dennis. He says, no, I can't do a disco ball because I have a disco ballophobia. I said, well, what? Tell me what happened there. So he was playing this acoustic song, really meaningful on stage when he was a teenager. And the disco ball fell from above him and bounced off the mic stand and bounced off the stage.
Oh, no.
Scared the living daylights out of him. So.
The disco ball from hell.
So, disco
any venue that has a disco ball, we have to avoid.
I see.
Jack's exaggerating for effect.
Either that or load up your drummer with Prozac.
Or give him an army helmet.
There you go.
Let's see. One of the gigs that we did in Pacifica, Winters, we were doing Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. This gal starts waving this Bible at us. Pretty funny.
She took the hook literally.
Which was kind of cute. And Richard, who is a really, really, really good
keyboardist. Three reallys.
You gotta have three really. He, for a long time there would end on the wrong note every song. And I was going, oh, Rich, because we were just about to have a great ending. And
well, he called it jazz.
Only jazz if you do it over and over again.
Yeah, we had to ask him to stop looking for that elusive last note, please.
I think he was actually being funny, quite frankly.
Was he? I couldn't work that.
A little cha-cha-cha at the end or something. Right.
Yeah. Just something off base,
in
another direction. But
I was going to ask you, when you do covers, do you just seek to use the cover as an inspiration and put yourself into them, or do you try to cover it exactly as the original artist? What's your feelings around that? Two different schools.
Well, I think we don't want to be serious enough to get everything exactly right in the way the original artist played. It's not as much fun that way, right?
Exactly.
We like to the spirit of the moment to move us in different directions.
Yeah, and then we like to make it our own a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a lot of times especially playing live, we'll do a song like Come Together, and it'll go off on a tangent, and somebody will say, follow me, and all of a sudden we're in the middle of a jam session. So
perfect.
Like Magic Carpet Ride, that really goes off on a tangent.
Oh, yeah. You can lose yourself in that song.
Yeah, so we like to. And we like playing with saxophone players, too, by the way.
Okay.
We have a lot of guest saxophone and horn players quite often. So
okay.
Sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to step in with you guys. It'd be fun.
It really is. Not. Our goal is to keep people dancing and get people happy, isn't it? And excited, actually.
Yeah. You as a musician, you understand when people are enjoying the music and dancing, that makes it so much easier to play.
It lifts you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It
does, I have a tendency to want to speed up the songs a little bit, just a little bit, to get them a little bit more exciting.
That's pretty typical, I think, for most live bands, faster tempos live.
And then we make them more interesting with your guitar tangents and Richard's keyboard tangents. And sometimes I'll soul up the endings, the phrases in terms of vocals, jazz up the vocal melody a bit. Hey, I found the website. It's dreamcyclejam.bandpage.com.
That's it, yeah.
Dreamcyclejam.bandpage.com.
That's right. Thank you.
Check it out. And if you can't find that or remember it because you're driving and it's radio, just Facebook. Search on Facebook for Dream Cycle and you will find them. And you'll find everything else out.
Of course, these days you can just Google Dream Cycle and band, and that would work too.
Exactly. Just Google it, by all means.
Good stuff.
Neat to work for a company where the name of your company has become a ubiquitous verb.
That's right, yeah. Exactly right.
Well, you know what? We're going to play a couple of tunes now. I think we've got, first up, we're going to play a very famous R&B song, Respect.
Just a little bit, Mr. Just a little.
Next up, we're going to play an original. This is called Bluegrass. hope you enjoyed this show as much as I did. Be sure and check out Dream Cycle on Google, on Facebook. I think you're going to really like this band. Until next time, though, this is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
Hello everybody, Jacob Smith here with your Half Moon Bay movie pick for this week. This week, I went and took a look at the much Oscar-hype film, The Revenant. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy, and directed by Birdman's Alejandro Gonzalez, The Revenant is a western that is beautifully shot, well-acted, and made film that follows frontiersman Hugh Glass as he struggles to survive the brutal American wilderness, the death of family members, bear attacks, attacks from Native Americans, a brutal cold, and falling off a cliff on a horse, but pushes through by the sheer force of will. I must admit, I'm at odds with the majority of people who went and saw The Revenant and loved it. I found it tiresome and pointless for the most part. You get to watch Leonardo DiCaprio crawl around on his stomach for 45 minutes, making various grunting noises, have dream sequences that have no payoff, and see him survive physical trauma that would make Superman weep. I don't know if I was expecting too much from the story, but for the large part, you aren't really sure why any of the characters are doing what they're doing. It feels as if you missed half the movie. Glass's motivation and those of him around him is left up in the air, making it hard to care about what happens to them. DiCaprio and Hardy do an incredible acting job, but especially with DiCaprio, I found myself thinking, wow, this must have been difficult to shoot. I wonder if he was really cold a lot of the time. It was never believable that he was the character he was portraying. The elaborate directing style of Iñárritu and the familiarity of DiCaprio culminates in an overall distancing effect, and you never really get into the film. Unlike a movie such as Dead Man, where you feel every piece of dirt, The Revenant ends up being too slick for its own good, employing pointless but beautiful transition shots with impressive camera moves that alienate rather than draw you in, making you all too aware of the movie magic that has been unfolded. And I think this is why the film is getting such lofty praise, and it is an amazing piece of filmmaking. But as a compelling and engaging story, it ultimately falls short. DiCaprio and Iñárritu will probably end up winning the Oscar, not for their artistic output, but rather for enduring the hardship in shooting the film. That's your Half Moon Bay movie pick for this week. I'm Jacob Smith. Happy watching.